Yes. Some are excellent, but often these are focused on a single individual, consequently downplaying the impact of others. Some veer towards the hagiographic. Many are somewhat over-muscled, tending to emphasize machismo at the expense of objectivity, physical strength, over the psychological stamina that was the hallmark of the organization in its earliest incarnation. While many members of the wartime SAS exhibited extraordinary qualities, they were also human. Flawed, occasionally cruel, and capable of making spectacular mistakes. The SAS has become a legend, but the true story contains darkness as well as light, tragedy and evil alongside heroism. It is a tale of unparalleled bravery and ingenuity, interspersed with moments of rank incompetence, raw brutality, and touching human frailty. At the time of its founding, the SAS was an experiment, and an unpopular one among many of the more traditional-minded officers in the British Army. The idea of inserting small groups of highly trained men behind enemy lines to carry out special operations against high-value targets ran contrary to all the accepted notions of symmetrical warfare, in which armies faced one another across